AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. Charges against the man accused of shooting two National Guard members have been upgraded to first-degree murder after one of the soldiers died. In a Thanksgiving address yesterday, President Trump said National Guard Staff Sergeant Andrew Wolf remains in critical condition while the shooting suspect is also hospitalized.
The other young man is fighting for his life. He's in very bad shape. He's fighting for his life, and hopefully we'll get better news with respect to him. And the monster that did this is also in serious condition. But we won't even talk about him.
Israeli forces raided a Syrian village and opened fire when they were confronted by residents, killing at least 13 people. It's the deadliest Israeli attack since its troops seized a swath of southern Syria a year ago. AP correspondent Karen Shemus reports Pope Leo visited and prayed at the site where the Nicene Creed was established.
Pope Leo XIV has marked a significant moment in his first foreign trip to Turkey by visiting the site of the historic Council of Nicaea. This council, held 1,700 years ago, established the Nicene Creed, a statement of faith recited by millions of Christians today.
We look forward to the resurrection.
On Friday, Leo prayed with Ecumenical Patriarch Bartholomew and other Christian leaders at the site in Iznik. The visit emphasizes Christian unity and peace. His trip includes meetings with Turkish leaders and visits to significant religious sites, promoting dialogue among different faiths. I'm Karen Shamas.
Storm warnings and advisories extended from Montana to New York. Snow was expected to start today and last well into the weekend in some areas, with Iowa and Illinois getting the brunt of it. 6 inches to a foot of snow is expected in much of west central Illinois starting tonight through Saturday night. This is AP News. AP's Lisa Dwyer reports on one city's novel way to make housing more affordable.
Cities are trying to be more creative in combating the problem beyond just building more housing. One city, Santa Fe, is the first city in the U.S. to directly link wages to housing affordability, aiming to counter high rents by tying minimum wage increases to consumer prices, as well as fair market rental rates, subject to a 5% cap in case costs skyrocket. Santa Fe's minimum wage will increase to $17.50 starting in 2027. About 9,000 workers will see a bump in wages once the ordinance kicks in. That's about 20% of the city's workforce. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
U.S. stocks rose in morning trading as Wall Street puts the wraps on a volatile month. The S&P 500 rose 0.4% and needs to hold that gain to avoid its first month down since April. I'm Haya Panjwani. AP News.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.